Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 213. Today's topic is point blank and very direct that your marketing and your marketing game sucks. So I've got to come at you with some tough love today and just some blunt honesty because I care about your survival. And when I've been looking at metrics every single day for the last couple of months, because for my dissertation, my master's dissertation, master's thesis paper, I'm studying small business failure. And I put in there a hypothesis that the number one thing that I believe could save businesses from having to close their door is if they focused intensely on marketing. And I'll give you the little spoiler alert because I'm pretty much at the final stages of this paper and proofing it and editing it and all that fun stuff, and I have to submit it on Monday. And then that'll be one more thing checked off with only a few left to go. And the conclusion that I've drawn from this paper is that while there are a lot of different reasons that small businesses fail, such as cash flow, running out of cash, having unpredictable events happen, I mean, think COVID-19, that if you had more customers, if you had better customers, if you had more reoccurring transactions with your existing customers, that money, that cash, could help alleviate a lot of your challenges. If a business typically ultimately will close due to running out of cash, that usually is that final nail in the coffin, that if you know that to be true, that you need to make sure that you are positively affecting that before you get down to that path. And the way that you affect that is by driving more customers. More customers equals more cash, equals more opportunities to put some money aside for unpredictable events, to hire a better person for your team to help take you to the next level. So there's all of those cause and effect relationships. So the conclusion that I made was that I do believe that two things to be true. The first one is that had these businesses, and I interviewed 120 different businesses across the United States, had they done more marketing and had they had a little bit more operational experience, that many of those businesses would be here today. Now, do I believe that marketing can solve the lion's share of those challenges? Definitely. But when I dug deeper with these entrepreneurs, there were a lot more issues that more customers would have been great to create more cash. But if they didn't know that the business or the market really didn't have a need for what they were offering, that wouldn't necessarily have solved or fixed things. If they didn't understand how to read a financial statement, that yes, they might have been driving more customers on the top line, but they didn't realize that they actually were losing money to fulfill a customer. So there was obviously other things that would have to happen in tandem. But at the end of the day, the way that you can really start to move things in your favor is through marketing. And when I started to just look at dozens of businesses marketing that I haven't really looked at in the last week or two. I just went to Google and I leveraged a tool that allows me to change my zip code. So it makes it look like I'm in different cities. And in Buffalo, New York, right now, it's finally starting to get warm. So it's going to be pool season for the people that have a pool. So I decided to just type in like pool cleaning, pool service, pool install, all things related to kind of maintaining and managing a pool. So I looked in Buffalo, New York, and then I looked in other big cities, Orlando, Tampa, Miami. I have a thing for Florida, so I tend to look at a lot of cities there. And then I looked at Denver and San Diego and Chicago and Des Moines, and I looked at 15 or 20 different cities. And what I did was I kind of took a look at the first couple of businesses that came up, and I went through just a really fast audit. So I looked at websites, I looked at calls to action, I looked at their social media presence and their social media posting. I looked at how the website content was written. So I looked at all of the, I guess, outward-facing materials without ever physically visiting most of those locations. And candidly, most of their marketing sucks. It just simply sucks. And I think what ends up happening is supply and demand, because there's, in a lot of these locations, there's not a ton of supply. Demand outweighs what's there, so it outweighs the supply, that you can get away with having crappy marketing and typos all over your website and only posting once a month on Facebook and having a 2.5 star review on Google or Facebook, for example. But if you really want to take this stuff seriously, if you really want to make sure that your business is going to stand the test of time, that you can go toe-to-toe with whatever competitor comes in the marketplace, that you don't get nervous if a new big-boxed franchise comes in because your marketing will destroy them, you need to start focusing on this and taking it more seriously. So my question for you today, and my action item for you today, is what within your marketing do you know in your heart of hearts that you have to go in there and just get this cleaned up? It's often referred to as skeletons in the closet. Do you know that you need a different type of customer? Do you need to get rid of some of your customers? Has your sign been broke outside your retail location for 4 years? Do you have to now adopt new cleaning protocols that you've been talking about for 2 years? And now with COVID, if you don't do that, you're literally not able to open and you're definitely out of business. And that's more of an operational rather than a marketing related, but it ties back into your marketing. Is your website from 1999 and you know it crashes on mobile, so dare you actually open up this website on mobile because you know it just is going to look horrendous. You don't have business cards for your team. You don't know your unique selling proposition. Your logo is outdated. I mean, whatever those are, it varies based on the business, but I'm looking for you today to just start to take yourself and your business more seriously, that I'm encouraging you to go in and just clean one thing up. Pick one thing to take action on this week. One and only one that you can finally start to move the needle and just give yourself a little bit of momentum, and then you can start to compound on that momentum week after week after week. If I look back again at all those businesses, I had some of the toughest conversations I've ever had. These business owners were literally destroyed. Literally destroyed when they had to close their business. Many of them were ruined financially. They ruined their employees financially, their partners. They had family members that invested. There is so much drama and negative ripple effects that are caused that I need you to make this work. And the whole reason that I continue to do this show is to tip the needle in your favor, to encourage you, and to tell you that marketing needs to be put above all. Marketing creates opportunities. Those opportunities turn into customers. Customers turn into cash. When you have cash, you have momentum on your side, and you can pivot as needed. You can hire business coaches. You can hire consultants. You can hire an operational manager to fix your operations. You can hire a pricing expert to nail down your margins. You can hire bookkeepers to teach you more about the numbers. But if you don't have more customers, new customers, repeat customers, none of this other stuff matters. Doesn't matter how good your product or your service is. If you do not have enough cash to do anything, you are sunk. You know your marketing sucks, so now is your time to change it. That is my message. That is my action for you today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I know that I sure did. Get out there. Take your one action today. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning. Good afternoon, and good night. See you back here tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.